Tablet 27, Chapter 17. And after 6 days Esau taketh Peter, James, and John his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. Matthew 17, verses 1 and 2. He showed to his disciples how unlimited is the power of man to master the elements of the universe. They saw his light body. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Matthew 17, verse 3. So Moses and Elias were different souls than Esau. Esau was the reincarnation of Adam. Elias was reincarnated as John the Baptist, and Moses is a different soul than both of them. Then answered Peter, and said unto Esau, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. Matthew 17, verse 4. Again Peter was thinking of material things for them, and was in the lower thoughts. He was trying to glorify the prophets instead of God. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Matthew 17, verse 5. A voice came to them and made them realize who Esau was. He was the first begotten son, with whom the Father is well pleased, and his disciples should listen to him and follow his teachings. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. Matthew 17, verse 6. They were still not ready to be in the presence of the Father, and a great fear came upon them. That is why most humans are kept away from higher realizations, because it is very hard for many to see the truth. They are not ready yet. That is why the soul should progress gradually toward the Father. When it is ready, it will receive his darshan, presence. And Esau came and touched them, and said, Arise, and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Esau only. Matthew 17, verses 7 and 8. However, Esau, who was in pure consciousness, was not afraid. He comforted them by touching them and talking to them. They had been allowed to see a little of the truth, but when they came back to their regular state of being, they saw no one but Esau. They had been awakened from their vision. And as they came down from the mountain, Esau charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man, until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. Matthew 17, verse 9. All these things were done so that his disciples would become familiar with his true mission and be able to be sure that he was Christ. So later on they could do his work with great faith. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then say the scribes that Elias must first come? And Esau answered and said unto them, Elias truly shall first come and restore all things. But I say unto you that Elias is come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist. Matthew 17, verses 10 to 13. John the Baptist was the reincarnation of Elias. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him, and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic, and sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire, and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Isa answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Isa rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Isa apart, and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Isa said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Matthew 17, verses 14 to 21. To be able to help others, a person should have a great faith in the Lord, and purify himself, so that his powers might manifest through him, but by prayer and fasting. And while they abode in Galilee, Isa said unto them, The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised again. And they were exceeding sorry. Matthew 17, verses 22 to 23. Again Isa predicted his death and his rising on the third day, and his disciples again did not understand the significance of this happening. But this time they accepted it without arguing that it should not happen to him. However, they felt sorry inside, and they thought that he would actually die. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, Doth not your master pay tribute? Matthew 17, verse 24. Tribute collectors were trying to cause trouble for him and his disciples. He saith, Yes. And when he was come into the house, Isa prevented him, saying, What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children, or of strangers? Peter saith unto him, Of strangers. Isa saith unto him, Then are the children free. Matthew 17, verses 25 and 26. Isa asked Peter if the kings of the earth are just to the people, or do they impose suffering on those who are not the same as them, strangers? Peter answered that they impose burdens on strangers, but not on those who are like themselves, their own children. Isa asked if he, Peter, thought by doing this are the king's children free from burden? The answer is, of course, no. By doing this, kings create a bad karma, not only for themselves, but for those who are protected under them, who accept the suffering of others so that they might live in prosperity. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea, and cast an hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take, and give unto them for me and thee. Matthew 17, verse 27. Issa instructed him to go and pay what they asked for and leave the judgment to the Father. If they have done an iniquity, they will pay for it.